Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you go to a shop, you want a receipt. What you don't want is one in pro wrestling. Essentially a performer's way of getting their own back. The most common of these comes when a wrestler throws a punch with a little too much stank on it. From that point on, you just know another potato is coming the other way. These can get really crazy too, mine. So I am Simon for What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And yeah, this is 10 Receipts Wrestlers Still Owe. Number 10, Becky Lynch to Nia Jax. You could likely argue that Becky Lynch doesn't need to get her own back when it does come to Nia Jax. Although Nia did break her nose on the 12th of November 2018 Raw, which took Becky out of the Survivor Series, the image of Lynch stood there with blood pouring out of her face was the catalyst that helped her become the biggest star in the company. It was just so badass. In terms of the story, though, the man has never sought her revenge, so if she ever did, it would make perfect sense. Can't just smash somebody's bones and get away with it. As I do say these words, however, Lynch has not made her return to the company. But hey, SummerSlam is just around the corner, and in 2021, WWE's treating it as this year's WrestleMania, even though we had had a WrestleMania. The point is, Becky Lynch should be back soon, and if she does want to attack Nia Jax, now you know why. Number 9, Santino Marella to Jim Cornette. Santino Marella must be the most patient man on the planet. After an OVW taping back in 2005, Jim Cornette slapped the master of the Cobra after the event because he hadn't liked his behavior. In short, Marella had laughed at the boogeyman, something Cornette decided was the ultimate breaking of kayfabe. This kind of came to a head in 2017 when some footage emerged from a wrestling convention. It saw the two verbally going at it, but again, despite Jim's finger being right in his face, Santino showed great restraint once more. He also came off far better because of it. So if you ever do hear that Marella just socked Cornette in the mouth, you will now know they're 50-50. Although, to be honest, I don't think it's gonna happen. I think Santino understands what's actually important when it comes to life. Number 8, DDP to Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner was basically off the rails from 1999 to 2001. That came across in front of the cameras, but behind the scenes, he was bonkers too, often getting suspended, and even beating the crap out of Diamond Dallas Page. The weird part here is that it was DDP who was upset. Not very happy with some comments Scott had made about his wife, Steiner decided nobody was allowed to say a word to him and attacked Page backstage. The rumor was it took four other people to pull him off. The pair still worked together at WCW Greed, which is a really good match, by the way, and because DDP is the most positive dude ever, he just let all this slide. Still, if he ever wanted to, he'd likely be well within his rights to just punch Scott Steiner right in the nose. I mean, he was just protecting his other half. Number 7, Hardcore Holly to Kurt Angle. We know this one is legit, as Kurt Angle has discussed it on his podcast. Happening on a June 2000 episode of SmackDown, the Olympic gold medalist went for a moonsault and completely missed, and also essentially destroyed Holly's arm. Hardcore's bones shattered, and fair play to Kurt. He was so upset about it, he went with Bob to the local medical facility, and even got him food whenever he needed it. Sadly, Angle never told us if this was enough for Holly to forgive him. Well, you'd have to imagine that he did, but maybe he's still on the hunt. At the time, though, Hardcore, who was notorious for dishing out these receipts, never did, although that may be due to the fact he was in the ring with a gold medal wrestler. I'm not really sure how that would have worked out for him. Number 6, Bret Hart to Goldberg. So this one was horrible, as it ended Bret Hart's career. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be has talked about this a lot, and the short version is at WCW Starrcade 1999, Goldberg booted the Hitman so hard in the face he caused a concussion, and Hart never recovered. There's more emotion to this, as Bret has said he asked Bill to take extra care of him beforehand, and it's the reason for the past 22 years why Hart doesn't have much to say about Goldberg. Kind of understand that. Again, it was the end of his legendary run. You're not ever going to get any repercussions from this simply because of their respective situations. Goldberg is still able to compete in his 50s, whereas Bret hasn't done much of anything in pro wrestling in forever. It is sad, though. It just shouldn't have been this way. Number 5, The Rock and Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho visited Twitter recently to say how great The Rock was, with the People's Champion replying, reminding Jericho about the infamous tobacco cup. For those not aware, during a house show in the early 2000s, Y2J and Rocky were having a big fight when Jericho decided to grab a fan's drink and throw it in The Rock's face. They had done this spot many a time and it worked so well, why not do it again? Well, on this night, the cup that Chris happened to grab wasn't filled with liquid. It was filled with tobacco, meaning he hocked this filth right into Dwayne Johnson's face. The Rock even said he still owes Jericho a receipt for that, so he remembers, but this was all done in jest. It would be awesome if the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment did show up on AEW to confront Le Champion, but I tell you now, that is never going to happen. There's more chance of me doing it. Number 4, Goldberg to The Undertaker. Super Showdown 2019 was not a good night for professional wrestling. The Undertaker and Goldberg met in Saudi Arabia in what was meant to be a dream match, and even that was kind of problematic. Most fans over the years have hoped for Bill Goldberg versus Steve Austin and the Dead Man versus Sting. I have no idea how we got here instead. We did though, and really you could point the finger of blame all over the place. Goldberg had his head smashed into the ring post and got concussed before dropping Taker right onto his skull, and it was a genuine relief that both walked away from it. However, given that it was Goldberg who went to Stone Cold's Broken Skull Sessions to say that he still owes The Undertaker a receipt, well, that's the whole point of this video. Not sure how he can possibly think this, but maybe he just meant he would like another go-around so we could all erase this from the memory. Please don't do that, though. Let's learn and move on. Number 3, The Undertaker to Rey Mysterio. Maybe we can just line all these guys up and they each take a turn, because yes, the Phenom feels like he owes Rey Mysterio one. Of all the people. It was also pretty cut and dry. Mysterio hit a particularly stiff 619 on a May 2010 episode of SmackDown, which shattered Taker's face and left him a bloody mess. It affected him so badly he had double vision for a while, courtesy of a broken nose, and right after the impact he even struggled to regain his bearings. He had been knocked silly. With his experience, Taker understood this was an accident, so there was no rebuttal, and the fact they continued this feud on the house card circuit and there was no funny business proves it. You also just know that Ray would have felt terrible about it. He is one of the good ones. If The Undertaker does indeed have a few more tombstones left in him, however, maybe, just maybe, Mysterio gets one as a flub you. Number 2, The Undertaker to Randy Orton. See, I told you this line system would work, because when Taker is done with Ray, he can take a step to his left and punch Randy Orton right in the skull. Orton's story about this is also great. Speaking about it on WWE Untold, the Viper admitted he was terrified after hitting the legend with a stiff chair shot back in 2005. The lip of the thing caught Taker and even ripped the skin off his forehead. Rather you than me, Randall. To his credit, Randy couldn't have been more sorry backstage, but it didn't matter. Mark Calloway looked at the rookie and told him a receipt was on the way. He wasn't kidding. Nope, I got that wrong. He actually was. Because when they met again inside the Hell in a Cell at Armageddon and The Undertaker was swinging a steel chair, he leant down and whispered to Mr. RKO that his comeuppance was now on the way. Orton braced for impact, and then the Dead Man performed the safest chair shot you've ever seen. He did, however, most definitely tell Orton he would get him one day, so again, watch this space. Number 1, Mick Foley to The Rock. So this one is off the table. Ain't no one getting close to Dwayne Johnson, because that man is Hollywood royalty. Mick Foley would have to go get a gun or something, and he's not gonna do that. Mick has also been very open about how vicious these chair shots were at the 1999 Royal Rumble, and how he felt like The Rock had taken far too many liberties as he bashed his skull in. There was some chatter that Foley wasn't meant to get up, but as he did, Rocky kept knocking him down. Who knows? But it's awful, and it is way too violent. Foley's family agreed as they watched on from ringside, and Sean Waltman has often said that Rock was all out of sorts after the fact. I suppose he did just get carried away. Mick knew we could use all this for a future heel turn, so stored it away like a madman, but alas, that never transpired, and mankind never got his revenge. Those 11 or so chair shots, though, holy sheesh, they are really, really unwatchable.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.